Ray Stone Gimel. So yesterday we started discussing about shahia, meaning that a person put some food on an oven before Shabbos. Not on Shabbos, before Shabbos. And the idea is you're putting the food and it will slow cook through into Shabbos, and so that it's ready for consumption later. So the halacha is you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because we're worried, Shema Yechata, that somebody is calling me and they shouldn't be doing that now. I'm in a meeting with God. So you're not allowed to do that. Why? I'm not cooking on Shabbos. I'm putting the stuff on the stove before Shabbos. Answer is, Chazal were worried, Shema Yechata, that a person maybe will see that the food is not cooking as quickly or as well as it should be, and then they'll mess around with the fire. And that's a problem of Havara, so you're not allowed to do that. Unless, the message is always after the but, as the S.I. Hayakawa, the famous senator from the state of California. Really? I assume he died. I almost met him once. Anyways, I was in his office. I saw his that hat that he used to wear, the tam shirt, whatever it is. Anyways, the but is, there's a couple exceptions, but the two exceptions we were focusing on yesterday was Grufa Vakatuma. That is, the Machaber says that if the fire was Garuf or Katum, Garuf means you raked out all the coals, so then even though, again, the stove, the oven, the tanur, the kira, it's still retaining a lot of heat. There's a lot of heat in there. But still, that would be okay to put the food on before Shabbos. Why? You're not going to fool around with the coals. Why? No coals. You rake them out. The other possibility is, as we call it, that it was katum. The Mechaber says, the Rama says, what's katum? That you covered. You covered the coals with ash or with dirt. And even though it's a light, the Mishnah Berurah says, that's a very thin layer of covering, that would be okay. Why? Because the Mechaber says the reason is because you've shown that you're minimizing the fire, you're minimizing the heat, and by that display, it shows that I'm not going to fool around with the coals. Why? I'm showing, I don't care, I minimize the heat. So we discussed that yesterday. That's the old blech trick, as we call it. So we were discussing yesterday about the idea about how's a blech minimize the heat, but let's leave that. That was yesterday's discussion. Okay, we'll pick up today on page 41, actually. The tanur, right, top line. The tanur. Now, everything we've been discussing until now, what we discussed yesterday was by Akira. Yes, the reason why we're discussing Akira is because, as we discussed yesterday, Rav Moshe has a tshuva that our ovens are considered like Akiras. In fact, we'll see others say that also. We'll see that in the tanur, but if you had a tanur, was much hotter. It was a different shape. It was a cone shape. It was wide on the bottom, narrower on the top. It had more intense heat. So it's a much hotter apparatus. Afilu husak b'kashav gavva. So if that was stoked, if you weren't here yesterday, you don't know what stoked means, you're going to have to look it up. Okay, I'll do you a favor. Fueled. A tanur, since it's so hot, even if it was stoked with straw, and the straw, again, it incinerates very quickly, as we all know. Also, you can't leave anything on that before Shabbos. Afilu samachol, you can't even put a food near it, which you could do by a tanur, by a kiro. Afilu imu garfa katum, and even if it's covered, that doesn't help, by a tanur. And the Rama says, "V'cholzek shiat soledes." That's all talking about that the heat it would get to a level of yat soledes. In other words, again, we'll discuss yat soledes. In other words, so hot that you would reflexively pull away from it. So that's all. Again, if the tanner's cooled off, you took out the coals, and let's say you did you were gar with it, you took out the coals. There's no coals in it, and then maybe you did that early Friday, so now it's cool cooled off, so then obviously you could put something by it, because it's not going to get hot. It's not hot. It doesn't cook. But again, normally it would. So then, when the time you can't, kosher can show also l'shas b'socha or galvo. Certainly, you can't put anything inside said tanur, inside near on top of that tanur, because again, a tanur is a fire-breathing dragon. It gets super hot, and therefore, Chazal said you can't go near that thing, even near it. But again, hero, that's not true. Kupach. Then the third type of cooking apparatus that they had in those days, the tanur, which again, a different shape, wide on the bottom, narrow on the top, got very, very hot. So that you can't do anything with that. You can't put anything by it on, even before Shabbos. And no matter what the fuel was, not. Then we got kira, which is less, but it was more common, a kira. And that, again, if you blacked it, then you could put food on there before Shabbos. That's the most practical application, and that's what we have today. And then a kupach is something else. As I mentioned yesterday, that was a smaller cooking apparatus. You can only put one pot on there. It can only cook one thing. Smaller. So if it was stoked with a straw, dino kakira, so it has the halacha of a kira. And again, all those perna halachas, again, if you put a block on it, something like that, that would be okay. Kashra gefes ha'etzim, but if you use gefes or wood, dino ketanra would be like a tanra, because you can imagine why. A kupach, again, it's smaller. So it only does one thing, so it doesn't heat up as much. But on the other hand, it's concentrated. So there's pluses and minuses. And now the Ramah says, "V'tanurim shelanu dinam kikira." Our tanurim, what we call a tanur, has a halacha of a kira. Now the Mishnah Berurah says, because their opening is from the side, like our ovens that we have today. And also, they're wide, and they don't get so hot. So you would say, so we added the tshuva of our Moshe about that, about our ovens. Our ovens have a halacha of a kira, Rav Moshe writes a couple places. But you would say, but our ovens get pretty hot. First of all, tanur used to get really hot. Also, you're forgetting about one thing. And a lot of people forget about this. That is, our ovens have an exhaust. We brought this up before Pesach when we were talking about kashering things, the kashering shear. Again, it's a problem every day of the week. Rabbi Heinemann discusses, Rabbi Blumenkranz, when he was here, discusses also, because a lot of people don't realize on the back of where the panel is, like you have burners on top, the back over there, a lot of times people don't even realize that's where the exhaust comes out of. That's where the heat comes out of. In other words, if you're cooking something in the oven, not in the burners, cooking something in the oven, so where does all that stuff go? Where is it? So that it comes out. So you might have if you have a professional oven, you might have a vent, or something like a hood. But every oven, that they just plop into your house has an exhaust, and a lot of times that's under the back panel of your oven. Now, why that's important, or your stovetop, and why that's important is, let's say you're cooking something inside the oven that's fleishigs, and it's open, and so that steam that's inside the oven is hot, fleishig zeya. Where does it come out of? It comes out of that exhaust. So that's not a problem, unless you're cooking something on the top, on the burners, that might be part of. So you have hot, fleishig zeya that's actually hitting. I know my oven's like this because I tested it after one of these posts came inside it. I didn't notice it. Just you don't notice it. But so you have to be careful about that. What you put close to that back panel, again, it's not always a problem, but could potentially be a problem. So our ovens have an exhaust, and because of that, they're not tanurim. They're kiras. And we see that, again, so even though ours, again, we have those issues that Mishnah Berurah said, ours open from the side, unlike a tanur, they're wide, they're not as shaped like a tanur, and in addition to that, we also got exhausts. Okay, so Meretz Hashem, after Shabbos, we'll get into this a little more. What happens if you made a mistake? Okay.